Preserve Social Security, president of the National Committee to Preserve Social Security and Medicare. For those who may not be familiar with our organization, it was founded over 40 years ago by a former congressman from California by the name of James Roosevelt. He was concerned about what was happening in Washington with Social Security, and he wanted to preserve what he felt was his father's greatest legacy. His father was President Roosevelt, and we've been doing that and been on that mission ever since. So I wanted to this morning thank my friend, and even more importantly, a friend of seniors in Ohio and around the country, Senator Sherrod Brown, for inviting me to join in this call this morning. I am very happy to announce that on behalf of the 41,000 National Committee members and supporters in Ohio, we are proud to endorse Senator Brown for re-election to the United States Senate. The senator has shown over the years that he's a fighter for Ohio's workers, seniors, and their families. And there isn't anyone in the United States Senate that appreciates and understands the dignity of work better than Senator Sherrod Brown. And frankly, he's the only candidate in the race that can be trusted by Ohio seniors and voters to protect their earned benefits. Right now, over 2,400,000 Ohioans rely on Social Security. I'm not talking about just retirees. The program, as you, I'm sure, know, covers disabled workers, spouses, widows, widowers, children. Millions of children get by in life because Social Security is there for them in the event a parent, working parent, becomes disabled or dies young. Every day, Ohioans go to work, play by the rules, pay their taxes, pay their Social Security taxes, pay into Medicare, and they expect that those benefits will be there when they need them, when they retire or become disabled for their families and as well as themselves. Sherrod Brown understands about earned to protecting Social Security and Medicare benefits. That commitment is evident by his 100% voting record with the National Committee. We have a scorecard. We send out letters when a vote is coming up in the United States Senate that is going to be a vote that we're going to keep track of. That's a scorecard vote. Everybody knows they're on record as far as these votes counting for our scorecard. It is truly a rare accomplishment that a member of the Senate has a 100% voting record throughout this long career, as Senator Sherrod Brown does. I want to thank him for that. Every step of the way during his service in the Congress, Senator Sherrod Brown has fought for Ohio's workers, supported seniors, supported their families. He has opposed efforts to privatize the Social Security program, and that hasn't gone away. It's still out there. He has fought successfully to expand Medicare benefits, and seniors now, through his efforts, have lower prescription drug costs. Those drugs will continue to go down in terms of costs. More drugs will be covered as part of the Inflation Reduction Act. Keep in mind, that bill passed by one vote. Sherrod Brown's vote mattered, and it will continue to matter. Senator Brown has time and again shown that he's a leader on issues that are really important to seniors and their families. And he's chairman of the very important and influential Finance Committee, Social Security Subcommittee. He's used that position to do everything possible to make sure Ohioans are getting their benefits and the service, customer service, they deserve from the Social Security program. You know, we know Social Security and Medicare has overwhelming support with the American public, Democrats, Republicans, independents. Unfortunately, there are some special interests, powerful special interests in Washington, who would continue to try to undermine these programs. And the people of Ohio know when it comes to Social Security and Medicare, they can trust Sherrod Brown. He's proven that time and time again, standing up against special interests, defending the earned benefits that are counted on by people in Ohio. These programs are very important, and they're way too important to put at risk, which is why it's so important for the next Congress to have Sherrod Brown's voice, vote, passion, and leadership. That's why we're making this endorsement. So now I want to turn it over to Norm Wernett, the president of the Ohio Alliance for Retired Americans. We here in Washington work very closely with the national office. Rich Fiesta leads that national office of the Alliance for Retired Americans. And Norm, it's an honor to be on this call with you. I'll turn it over to you.
Thanks, Max, and thanks everybody for being here. I'm Norm Wernett, a retiree using my Social Security benefits and maintaining my health by my earned Medicare benefits. I volunteer as the president of the Ohio Alliance, as Max has said. And the Alliance, like the committee, advocates for retirement security. And as retirees, we understand the importance of the upcoming election. I personally joined Max and the National Committee to Preserve Social Security and Medicare in support of Sherrod's reelection. Like Sherrod, we are dedicated to upholding dignity and security for the value we created as we live into our lives after a life of work. Protecting and enhancing Social Security is a top priority as the stable floor for retirement. I'm in my 56th year in the labor movement. We fight for and believe in doing right by workers, active and retired. Sherrod does the same, from introducing legislation that would strengthen Social Security and ensure benefits for Ohioans to keep up with the cost of living as we age, to opposing the efforts to privatize Social Security or raise the age of retirement that harms our children and grandchildren, to holding government leaders accountable when they attack Social Security. Sherrod fights every day to protect all Ohio retirees and their earned pensions and savings. Last Friday, for instance, Sherrod hosted a congressional hearing here in Columbus to discuss his Social Security Fairness Act, which would ensure workers like firefighters and nurses and sanitation workers and teachers that they would get the full benefits along with their spouses for their work, both in the private and the public sectors. It's clear that Ohioans have a champion in Sherrod. Social Security and Medicare are the foundation of retirement security for generations of Americans, providing income and health care to millions. While Sherrod continues to champion these causes, there are those in Washington and in Columbus who seek to dismantle these protections, putting millions of Ohioans at risk. Recognizing the urgency of the situation, Sherrod put forth legislation to fortify Social Security and ensure that every American receives the benefits they've earned. Ohioans trust Sherrod Brown to protect Social Security because they have always known he stands up for the dignity of work. That belief that every individual's work should be rewarded regardless of who we are or what we do or the zip codes we live in. Sherrod's efforts to preserve Ohio workers' pensions, like in the bankruptcies of Republic Steel and Lorain and Youngstown Warren and Akron Canton, and the Delphi workers in Dayton and Warren, and his work over the 6 years with retirees and his leadership in passing the Butch Lewis Act exemplify his dedication. No one fights harder for Ohio than Sherrod Brown. Bernie Moreno, on the other hand, He's supported government shutdowns, which would risk seniors' ability to access their Social Security benefits. He's shown he's willing to play politics with the well-being of Ohio seniors and retirees. He is considered the gold standard candidate for the Club for Growth that wants Social Security privatized into individual accounts subject to the swings of the market like 2008. They want Medicare voucherized into private insurance, Medicaid block granted and limited by the states, and the Affordable Care Act repealed. Will Bernie Moreno repudiate that standard? Bernie also has a history of lying to Ohio voters. You know, cheating workers out of overtime is cheating them as retirees out of their earned Social Security and Medicare benefits. He lied about everything from his upbringing, telling phony rags-to-riches stories on the campaign trail, to lying about selling a Chinese-made Buick, a car that was produced overseas, hurting auto workers here in Ohio. If Bernie can't be trusted to be honest about his own business and his personal history, how can we trust him to protect Social Security and Medicare? And that's why I'm standing firmly with Sherrod Brown and pledge to do all I can to get him reelected this November. You know, we created Social Security and Medicare because the private sector would not build a foundation for a life after work. These systems built on trust and belief in one another between workers and the government, earned and deserved by the American people. We must protect, strengthen, and expand these social insurance systems for future generations. And with Sherrod Brown, I know we can.